I think for any Israeli government, the moment any world leader says what Ahmadinejad has said, you have to take it seriously. But I've also argued that it is spawned in the world of hatred in which these people are now kind of imprisoned, and of which they have been obviously agents themselves. But I believe, and I really believe this, that in the very long term, there is an axis in which, in the end, Iran and Israel have far more in common than they do that separates them. Now, that may be a very bizarre thing to say, but there you can see an arc of eyes. Israel, India, and Iran there ranged in a situation in which there are very hostile forces gathered to the south. Obviously one can understand, given history and everything else, but in the end, you also have to recognize that Israel has a nuclear weapon too. They are not members of the NPT, so we can't do much about it. The Iranians amazingly are, and remain so, and that is also extraordinary. Why don't they just rip up the treaty and just get on with it? They haven't. That's a very, very interesting dynamic. I think the Israelis are dependent much more on us and on America to get this thing open. I don't think they can open it, but they might be able to profit from its opening. I don't believe Israel, incidentally, is going to bomb Iran. I think they're too intelligent for that. I think their security people are more than aware that this would be a complete catastrophe, a global catastrophe, if this was done. Because it would actually, in a very strange way, probably unite Sunni and Shia as never before, because it would be regarded as an attack on Islam. And at the moment, probably quite conveniently, Islam's somewhat fractured and best seen playing out in Syria right now. So I'm sympathetic, but I don't think it should get in the way of trying to find a way forward that is beyond what's been tried so far.